What if the way we measure time is the very thing keeping us out of sync with nature and with ourselves? It's time to realign with the Earth's rhythm and unlock a new way of living. Welcome to the Time Shift, why aligning with natural time changes everything.
Greetings in Lakesh, and welcome to another episode of the Galactic Spin Podcast. I'm your host, Makua Ray, with our collaborator and partner in this journey, Ruben Yinas, Ken 113. And as we get started today, I'm happy to proclaim that we are crossing a monumental milestone as of today. It's a blessing to be in your company and celebrating what is your true solar galactic return. This is the big one. This is the 52-year marker. And reaching this milestone is no small thing. It has great, great meaning. So welcome to you. It's an honor to be here with you at this auspicious moment in Lakesh.
In Lakesh, brother. And thank you so much for your words and for your hard work in putting this show together again. And thank you also to Ale and Giselle, our producers, for all the hard work also in the background. And it's a real honor to be part of this team and be part of this adventure in time at this moment when I'm crossing the 52-year threshold. And knowing that this cycle that we are completing today, I am completing today, well, it's part of my life mission to be here now doing this. This is like a journey that started 13 years ago in 2011. So it's also on that part very important for me because I'm completing a 13-year cycle within this 52-year cycle. Wow. And those people who are not familiar, reaching the 52-year cycle in the natural time system means that we are returning to the same point or the same coordinates when we were born on both the galactic count of 260 days and the lunar solar count of 365 days. Mm. So this is a monumental day, being able to do this broadcast and to share this information with our audience, because the entire episode is dedicated to natural time and to why this is so important for humanity. So this is my life's mission, is to communicate and teach about this. And here we are doing it in real time.
Well, certainly it is wonderful to be here in the present with you at this most important occasion, recognizing the synchronicity, the profound synchronicity, and what this moment really invites. There's so much to celebrate, so much to observe. And as we open this avenue, this pathway, knowing that your 52nd birthday is leading to this year that results in this golden intersection of timelines, I think it's an incredible experience to have at this time in your life. And so with that, we look forward to you sharing more of your wisdom in the coming months as you move into that 52nd year fully and with that depth of experience and the wisdom that you're going to bring from that. I know certainly we want to amplify natural time. As you mentioned, that's the focus today and this time shift that we're all experiencing and why aligning with natural time changes everything. And yes. I think from your own experience, you can see that obviously for the 13 years, as you've said, since you've been conscious of this application and this lens through which to perceive reality. And so I'm excited for us to move through that today as we get into this conversation. This is episode 4, and we are here for it. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We want to also invite you out there to like and subscribe to our social media channels, in particular our YouTube channel. Help us build the YouTube channel and the presence there. Like, subscribe, and follow us on YouTube. Click the bell for notifications, and you will be sure to know when we come live on the weekly basis with this incredible offering, the Galactic Spin. Now, as we move into this commentary and this conversation, we are looking at the contrast between timing frequencies. When we talk about shifting to natural time, we're talking about making a frequency shift. And that comes about as a result of the lens that you are using through which to experience time and to understand the dynamics of timing and these cycles and these synchronicities. There is a paradigm that says time is money. That's been the dominating narrative for as long as we can remember, certainly for as long as our society has existed. And the shift is decidedly towards a recognition that time is art. And that is a contrast from the view that time is money, where things are more about that zero-sum situation. You have the winners and the losers in the equations of capitalism. And that is a particular paradigm. Whereas time is art invites us to experience life through its inherent creative nature, that we're invited to tap into that artist within and to recognize the inherent beauty and the art intrinsic in all creation, in the design of creation, and the patterns of creation, and the nature of creation. And that's where you get a sensitivity, an up-leveling of that sensitivity when you begin to apply a time as art perspective in your own life and as a way to perceive and move through the world. So I'd love to invite you, Ruben, if you have anything to comment on that as well.
Yes, thank you so much. Also, taking into account that we live in mostly in a space paradigm. Right? So it's not only this concept of time is money that traps us into the third dimension, in materialism. It's the lack of awareness of how important time is, because we have been living for so long under these artificial timing frequency that we don't even grasp the real nature of time. And precisely the subject that we are going to talk today is how our perceptions of time have been distorted for so long that we are like fishes swimming in dirty water, not knowing that we are poisoning ourselves and that there is anything better than what we have been offered. So this contrast that we see in the image is part of that paradigm shift that we intend to promote during this entire 52-week journey into the full comprehension of what time is, how it's related to harmony, to music, to art, and to all creation. So this is a very exciting show, and is a show recommended to anyone who is new to the subject of time, as we are going to explore concepts that probably people who have never heard about it and who are into the spiritual journey would be really interested to know and hear about.
Absolutely. And, you know, aligning with this does indeed change everything. I can certainly say that from my own experience. So thank you for tuning in and stay tuned with us. We are going to tune in with the Earth's pulse right now and tap in with what's been happening over the past 7 days since we came to you the last time. And as you will find, and as have probably heard, there's been quite a lot of activity up with our local star, the sun itself. And in fact, as of October 15th, we have entered the phase called the solar maximum, which is that phase in that 11.3-year cycle where you hit that peak of solar activity. And so we're beginning to see that in the increased auroral activity. In fact, as we talked about On the last episode, Aurora is reaching all the way down to Mexico, and other phenomena that are a result of this solar maximum.
Yes, and it's interesting to notice we are speaking here about natural time and the natural rhythms of time, and people are pretty ignorant about the biorhythm of the sun and this cycle that you just mentioned of 11.3 years. Well, it's the sun's biorhythm, the time that it takes for the sun to shift its polarity, the magnetism, and we can see in the images how the surface of the sun changes when there is a solar minimum or solar maximum. There is much more activity in the solar flares, the coronal mass ejection, and of course, those events create geomagnetic storms on Earth. Actually, we are now undergoing one because there was a solar flare on October 26th. And what we see here is a comparison of the last two solar cycles, or solar cycle 23 and solar cycle 24. We are right now in the middle, like we can see on the right side of the graphic, of solar cycle 25, which was expected to be like what we see on the red line is what was expected. And what we see in that blue line is where is it going. So we can expect that line to keep going up. Wow. as time goes by. And what that means is that the golden intersection of timelines is going to take place under the maximum solar activity, which is very auspicious for us and for the planet, because that means that since we are all solar beings and the sun is the force that orchestrates life on this planet, the activity on Earth is going to reach also a peak. All life gets affected by solar activity. And the Earth has an electromagnetic field that gets agitated. And we are also electromagnetic beings. So our auras get also affected by these solar flares. And here's what we were discussing a little bit before. There was an X-class double solar flare, one that came one after the other. And as we can read, the plasma from the blast flew into space, forming the core of an impressive CME. And according to the NASA model, the CME is supposed to arrive on October 28th, that's today, which is perfect because according to the 13 moon 28 day synchronometer, this is a solar day, it's a solar Skywalker day, so it's perfect. Actually, it was on October 28th, I think 2003, that the largest CME was registered. It was like X.80 or something like that. It was unprecedented, and unfortunately, it was not Earth directed, because when these flares occur on the face of the sun that is pointing to the Earth, well, they have an immediate effect on us, like in this case. So they are expecting G1 or G2 geomagnetic storms for this day. And it's also important to notice that today's number of the King 113, is a fractal of that 11.3 year cycle of the sun.
Isn't that something?
That is exactly something. What it means is that in 11.3 years, the sun is going to flip its polarity again. And that's why we see these peaks and valleys, because when there is a solar minimum, of course, the graphic goes down. And when there's a solar maximum, it goes up. And that's the biorhythm of the sun. So it takes approximately 22 years to complete one full cycle between the rotation of the polarities. And 22 in the Tolkien is the solar wind. So it's also, we can start to see how they both, these activities and the galactic signatures of the Tolkien synchronize. This is not the first time that we see these. Many times we have seen similar activities. For instance, the sunspots, they are numbered, and usually these numbers synchronize with the Tolkien count. And we will go deeper into that during the next year, of course, as we appreciate and live the solar maximum until the golden intersection of timelines, which is really, really amazing to give this news today on this special day and have that synchronization, because the announcement was made on October 15, exactly 1 year before the golden intersection of timelines. This announcement was made by NASA and by NOAA, mm-hmm. which are the main entities that are monitoring the sun. Academic science take them as the official source of these cycles and the movements of the sun.
Well, it's certainly no coincidence the relationship then between these sun cycles, the timing of today, the one-year marker where this maximum was officially declared that we entered into it being 1 year before the golden intersection. I mean, none of this is a coincidence. Mm-hmm. It feels like these are just perfect, beautiful coordinates that we are having a chance to be conscious of, and then also wanting to come to the people to share them as a service of beautifying our minds, beautifying our consciousness. Time is art, after all. So the orchestration of these things, particularly in relationship with the life giver that is our local star, the sun mm-hmm. itself, is just a wonderful thing to experience. And again, this being your solar galactic return of all things, the synchronization of these powerful fundamental elements of mm-hmm. natural timekeeping. It's just really, really remarkable. And we will continue to bring you more information because, as you were saying, Ruben, I mean, obviously this activity with the sun is going to be showing out over the next year. So it'll be incredible to witness what's happening simultaneously in the skies with what we're also experiencing here on the 3D. Thank you for that clarity.
You're welcome. And thank you for keeping every week these polls, because... That's how we learn, by really finding the relationships and the meaningful synchronicities between the activities of the sun and the Solkin count, the 13-moon, 28-day synchronometer.
Now it's time to sync in and tune up to exactly where we are in the synchronometer, the natural time keeper. We want to invite your attention and also invite you to come to our website, theharmonicfactor.com, and download your copy of the 13-moon, 28-day synchronometer. And in that way, you're able to follow along with us on this journey, on this timekeeping journey. We are in the blue rhythmic storm year. We're in the first new Sirius cycle, 1.37. There are 52 years to every Sirius cycle. So we're in the 37th year of that cycle. It was initiated in the year 1987, which was the entrance into this new time paradigm. And here we are 37 years later in this process. Mm-hmm. With that, we will give a sense as to where we find ourselves in the actual moon of this blue rhythmic storm year. We find ourselves in the self-existing moon, and of all days in particular, we find ourselves right there on day 11 of the moon, coded by none other than Kin 113 this year. And that Kin 113 is the galactic signature of our beloved brother, Ruben.
And also, we can appreciate that we are in the 14th week. We completed the 13th week on October 24th. We can see also a small sign with a red square and a circle. That means that we completed the first quarter of the year. There is a red quarter, like a white quarter, a blue quarter, and a yellow quarter, each one comprised by 13 weeks or heptads. Heptads comes from the number 7, like a heptagon is a geometric shape that has 7 sides. Since we are changing our language as we evolve, it's important to change the word calendar for synchronometer, to change the word week for heptad, because actually the word week has the phonetic sound of becoming weak, which is what the artificial timing frequency produces in our biologies. We will explore that in the next segment in way more detail in the Solkin count. We are in the serpent 13-day cycle. This cycle goes from Kin 105 to Kin 117.
That's precisely the cycle of heptads that we close. So the first 13 heptads of this year of the blue rhythmic storm were coded, each heptad by one of those kings. Let's remember that time is fractal. So these cycles of 13 units can be measured by 13 days, 13 weeks, 13 moons, 13 years, and so on, 13 centuries. And this cycle of the red serpent is special because it has 10 galactic activation portals, which are days of heightened activity. This is the cycle that coordinates our DNA. So we can realize that there is a lot going behind the scenes that we cannot tell, but that the sun, this solar activity that is taking place, is helping our bodies and our DNA to shift and mutate and evolve into the next stage of our path here on Earth. So this cycle, today we are in the lower right corner, the red solar Skywalker, and yesterday was a special day because it was Tony Shearer's solar return. He would have completed 98 years. For those who don't know, Tony Shearer is the person who gave this information to Osiris back in the 70s, at the beginning of the 70s. He wrote the book, The Lord of the Dawn, which is writing in poetry about the life of a prophet that lived in this land of Mexico in the years 1947 to 1999. His name was Seacatl Topilstin Quetzalcoatl. And that book narrates the story of his life and his prophecy, the prophecy of the 13 heavens and 9 hells, which are actually the number of the seal and the number of the tone that codes today. So let's say that there is a special synchronicity there too. And it was thanks to this writer and Native American poet that the Soul King Matrix was made public, because until then, it was only known by a few people. And when Tony came to Mexico, it was given to him by a Mexican woman whose name is a mystery. That permutation table of 13 columns by 20 rows, it was unknown until recently. The Mayan calendar operates through wheels. So this is the first time that the cycle of 260 days was expressed in a permutation table and not in a wheel, two cogwheels coming together. And as we can see, the green dots are what are called the galactic activation portals. There are also 52 of them in the Soul King Matrix. And as I mentioned before, these are days of heightened activity and also the days that coordinate within the noosphere, the Psi Bank, the opening and the closing of each moon. That would be part of another episode. But for now, it's just important to grasp these concepts little by little so that we get more and more familiar with the terms for those who is the first time that they hear, and for those who were not familiar with what really these green squares or cases represent.
Fantastic. Thank you for clarifying that and sharing that with us. What a beautiful recognition for Tony Shearer. What a remarkable contribution. He's certainly a name that we want people to recognize and remember. One of the many forebears of this new time knowledge, one of those wayshowers and those who opened the path that we are now carrying on and continuing to keep us in sync, tuned in, synced up and tuned in, or synced in and tuned up. Either way, we're getting everybody connected in that sense.
Another important note for this cycle is that is the cycle of the serpent represents is the archetype of life force. And the last day of the cycle, day 13, is the day of transcendence to the next level. And that day is the red cosmic earth. Life force is the purpose of the evolution of Earth, the transcendence to the next level of planetary evolution. So these are a beautiful cycle to track, because we are entering the heart of the Soul King also, When we record the next episode, we will be entering the 13-day cycle of the mirror. And actually, that's the entrance to the central axis or the mirror axis of the Solkin matrix called the mystic column. It's also a time of accelerated shifts. So we can expect a lot happening. We have, during that cycle, U.S. elections coming.
All that happening.
Yes.
Lots to watch, yes. Excited to enter into this conversation that's really key and central to all that we're presenting to you, and that is the time shift. It's the shift from the paradigm of the 1260 into the paradigm of harmony, represented mathematically through the frequencies of 1320 and 1328. And so right now we're going to explore a bit about the mechanics of the natural time calendar and what differentiates that from the Gregorian calendar specifically, and why making the shift in your own life is valuable and actually will bring value to your life. In light of that, we'll begin by just looking at an image that illustrates the differences between these timekeeping tools. In the Gregorian calendar, we can see the 1260 frequency that represents the 12 months and the 60-minute clock, and that together the 12-month irregular calendar and the 60-minute clock have created a constraint or a conundrum. It's created a real constriction on our minds. And that is something, again, it's one of those blind spots, as we've been saying since our very first episode. It's a blind spot, so it's not something we might be readily aware of, the depth of the impact that it's actually had on us and on our well-being, both individually and certainly collectively. Though if we zoom out, I'm sure we can observe that the legacy tied to this calendar of domination, of damnation, of pillage, of mayhem and murder and violence, and all the things that have been wrought and brought about through its application, it should really send chills down our spine, at the very least. So shifting from that paradigm of disconnection and violence, it really is no hard decision. If you become aware that you've been under the duress of something that's artificial as long as you've ever known, and then you learn that there is something actually innately harmonious, and it's patterning nature itself, and that it's there for you to apply to yourself as a solution, as a way of liberating yourself from this artificial conundrum, well, then it should be really no conversation, much at least, about making that decision to make that shift. I will say that it's a personal shift. You know, it starts with the individual saying, oh, I recognize something is definitely wrong with this other way I've been perceiving time, or conditioned to think about time, or programmed to think about time and my relationship with time. And yet there's a path of liberation, I would call it, by deciding to walk the 13 moons. That's one way it could be termed. When you walk the 13 moons, you're actually attuning yourself now to this biologically sound rhythm that is present in creation, but it's also present in human biology. And you'll see that as we get into this conversation.
Yes, also important to say that this 1260 frequency operates clockwise. Right? The movement of the clock goes from left to right, while natural time operates from right to left. It's feminine. We can see ourselves like making this movement. This is feminine, this is masculine. So the patriarchal paradigm has been promoting this clockwise motion, while the earth is rotating really in the direction of from right to left. So we are against the flow of the movement of the planet by tracking the time in the way that we have been told. And we can actually say that clockwise is not wise. really the way to measure time is anti-clockwise, and the power of the 1320 and 3028 frequencies is when we activate that counterflow, that spiral that goes from right to left, we are actually helping to mitigate or neutralize the karma that the 1260 frequency has created on the planet. Since everything in creation operates in both directions, the masculine and the feminine, we are restoring that feminine energy and that feminine flow of time that was occulted from us. So this is a great opportunity to make this conscious. And just by the fact of making this conscious, the two frequencies, we are actually helping to neutralize that effect, because the entire purpose of the law of time and the natural timing frequencies is to make conscious the unconscious. When we do that, things shift automatically because we are past and present are connected in the now. When we shift and we perceive events from the past with a different lens, we are shifting them and they are informing the future. The entire cycle goes back into balance. And we are basically talking to ourselves from the future. And in this slide, we can say that also this is based on a scientific fact, like the 13 moon 28 day calendar is not arbitrary like the Gregorian calendar. It is based on the scientific fact that the moon goes around the earth 13 times while the earth orbits the sun once. That's very important because it's again the proportion of 1 to 13. One orbit of the earth around the sun for 13 orbits of the moon around the earth. So that measure of 1 and 13 is really, really key within the entire science of time, because the proportion of the earth and the moon is 1/13 of the earth in volume. So this is a perfect way to appreciate that nature doesn't play dice, like Einstein said. Everything is mathematically organized and measured so that it keeps the balance, it keeps the harmony. And that proportion between the 13 and the 1 is key to fully comprehend the nature of time. And here we can of course, also appreciate that this paradigm shift from time is money to time is art is connected to a set of factors that goes from who designed it, what is it measuring, what is the polarity of it, the divisions, the dimensions. We explored those in detail in the video that we are going to see. It's important to really take this table as a meditation or as a part of our contemplation, because it really gives us a summary of why is it important to shift from the old time or the artificial time matrix to the new time or the natural time. It's a holistic approach to time. It takes into account also the galaxy, the cycles of the galaxy, because that's what the galactic spin is all about. For those people who are also new and to the science, a galactic spin is basically one Tolkien cycle of 260 days. That is called the galactic spin because it's connected to the spin of the galaxy, 26,000 year cycle of the precession of the equinoxes, the time it takes the Earth to realign with the celestial ceiling, celestial dome. And we are right now in transition. The old time has been operating since Babylon. That's why we see the Tower of Babel down there, because this is what has created so much confusion. The word Babel means confusion, as we explore on episode 1. And the new time is the time of harmony, where everything is based on sacred rhythms, sacred proportions, sacred ratios, and it both considers the masculine and feminine energies into account. And here we have a summary of what we explained, that natural time is basically the expression of two cycles that we see in our biology. One is the human fertility cycle, the other one is the human gestation cycle. And the human fertility cycle is expressed as the cyclic order. Cyclic order refers to the third dimension and is governed by the 13 moons of 28 days. Why is third dimensional? Because it's a cycle that we can relate with our senses. And we can use the senses to grasp its nature. While this human gestation cycle, even though we can measure the time that the baby spends in the womb, we are not aware of any planet or the stars having this cycle. So we cannot observe it as we can observe the moon or the sun. That's why it's telepathic. So one cycle is third dimensional, which is the human fertility cycle. The other one is fourth dimensional, which is referred as the synchronic order or the 1320 frequency of time. Both are governed by the number 52 that we see in the background. There are 52 weeks or heptads in one 13 moon year, and there are 52 galactic activation portals in the Solkin. And they are both also governed by the number 13 that we can see. It's our 13 joints. Maya used to call these numbers movement and measure, and Hunapku, the one deity that balances the movement and measure. Movement is time, represented by number 13, and measure is space, represented by number 20. Those two numbers and the relationship, especially the differential of 7 in between the 13 and the 20, which is the 7 days of the week, are basically the grounding blocks of the entire Mayan time science. And that's why both are, the number 13 is so important, because both cycles are governed by these periods of either 13 units, or that can be 13 moons or 13 weeks, like we mentioned before.
It's a perfect exact science when we look at these numbers and how they show up in our physical bodies, how they show up in nature. That's part of the beautiful observation as well, by applying the Fibonacci sequence of the logarithmic spiral of nature, the harmonic factor, we refer to that as that relates to the entire time science as well. And that's something that we are celebrating as it relates to the golden intersection of timelines, because that becomes a new aspect revealed in this beautiful tapestry of creation. And that Zolkin matrix of 260 days is such a beautiful weaving. It's so perfect. As the prophecy of Pakal Vatan says, perfect is my count of days. And so we can appreciate that as we see the perfection of number communicate to us through these tools and through the application of these tools. In particular, we are really inspired that more women will become aware of this knowledge, because we are in a paradigm shift. We're in a major phase shift right now. And part of that is expressed by the return to balance within ourselves, but within our societies as well, between the feminine and the masculine energies, that they can have a new play energetically with one another at a higher harmony. We need to reach a new way of relating. And that is in some regards met by the restoration of balance with the feminine and masculine energies. And so as women become more aware of this knowledge, they already inhabit it biologically and naturally. Now, making it something they're consciously aware of, though, and honoring that within themselves as their nature, that will take it to a whole new level. And so we're very interested and inspired to do whatever we can to bring this information to more and more people, and especially to the women of the world, because there is a great value, I feel, by the reclaiming of that timing frequency, that natural timing frequency. And by knowing that you're doing that, by making it conscious, takes it to a whole new place, a whole new way of being.
Absolutely. And also consider that our bodies are our human temples, and the body of women, it has 13 gates, that temple. And we don't have the 13 gates, 13 openings in the body through which we interact with the outside world. Our ears, our eyes, our nose, nostrils, our mouth are 7 here in our head. And then we have the navel, they have the urethra, the vagina, the anus, and two breasts that are able to feed life and to nurture life. Those we don't have activated as men. So basically, in honoring number 13, we are honoring life. And that's what is so important about the coming intersection, golden intersection of timelines, is that we are going to reach to that critical marker of 13 baktuns and 13 tunes, 13 cycles of 360 days, 13 perfect circles of 360 days each. And that means we are completing another hologram or another temple of time during that day. It's mind-bending, the fact that it's synchronizing with the golden number or the golden proportion within not only the 1320 matrix, because it's happening on the long count on the day four, how that happens to be the exact golden section of the Tzolk'in, but because it is synchronizing with the Gregorian calendar on that auspicious marker of 161803. They call the number. So we hope that as we progress in time, these concepts become more and more familiar, and this ancient time science becomes everyday conversation, because that's the purpose of this podcast. And every episode, we encourage people to normalize this conversation, to really tell about it to friends, family, coworkers, to the people that you love and appreciate, so that we can all enter consciously to this magnificent portal that is arriving in 351 days from today.
That's right. And as of today, we are 351 days until the golden intersection of timelines. For those of you seeing the visual presentation here, you can see the graphics on screen. And you can see the count that we are keeping. We really began this count at 365 days to the golden intersection of timelines, and that was coinciding with October 15th, which turns out is also the day, the exact day that we reached the solar maximum phase. We entered the solar maximum phase on that date. So It's just wonderful to be able to recognize the synchronization underway, and that these markers in nature are indicating to us that we're on the right track, that we're actually on the right track as far as the evolution of our consciousness is concerned. There's a reason why the sun is showing up as a part of this orchestration, this whole coinciding of so many different things happening with this golden intersection. And so as we continue to watch and observe that, I know that more will be revealed in this experience.
In Lakesh, everyone, and welcome to a new video to explore the nature of time. Today we're doing an introduction to natural time for those who are not familiar with this important subject. And for those who are familiar, we hope that this video can serve as a way to learn new things and remember important concepts. So without further ado, let's start. First of all, in order to grasp the concept of time and what time is, we need first to get familiar with the concept of consciousness. And our consciousness, which is our ability to be aware that we are aware, is a function of two matrices, the matrix of space and the matrix of time. The matrix of space is our third dimensional reality, the world of our senses, the space that we are familiar with, our home, our work, our daily life. But the world of time is much more difficult to grasp. Time is the fourth dimension. When we say the fourth dimension, we are referring to the world of imagination, dreams, intuition, new ideas, and the world of space is the world of the senses. We experience space through the senses, and we experience time through our minds. So what has happened is that our perceptions of time have been really affected
by the Gregorian calendar, which is the global civil standard. It was instituted in 1582 by Pope Gregory XIII. On October 15 was the first day of the Gregorian calendar. As we can see on the graphic, people went to sleep on October 4th of the Julian calendar, and they woke up on October 15. Unfortunately, the use of this calendar since 1582 has corrupted our perceptions of time. Humanity at this point is trapped in an artificial time bubble. This artificial time matrix is comprised by two programs. The macro program is the regular Gregorian calendar, and the micro program is the mechanical clock. And as we can see here in the graphic, some of the main problems with the Gregorian calendar is that it lacks a standard unit of measure. So it has 12 uneven months of 28, 29, 30, or 31 days. So this irregular measure of time creates a lot of problems for our bodies and our minds. This is because our minds cannot make sense of its irregular nature. Therefore, our bodies cannot follow a rhythm or a pattern. And this creates a lot of problems, especially for women, as the biological cycle of fertility is affected by this irregularity in ways that we are going to expand later. On the other hand, the 13-moon, 28-day calendar has a harmonic standard of measure of 28 days, 13 even months of 28 days each. Each moon of is comprised of 4 weeks of 7 perfect days each, plus 1 day out of time. This pattern engenders harmony and helps our evolution. This distinguishment between these two systems was made conscious only a few years ago, in the year 1989, when Dr. José Argüelles and his partner at the time, Louis Dimbouris, were at the Museum of Time in Geneva, Switzerland, and they noticed that everything in our modern world is timed by the number 12 in comparison to the Mayan timing system that is governed by number 13. This led to the clear establishment of two timing frequencies and the discovery of the law of time, where we can see on the left side the 1260 frequency. It refers to the 12 months in the Gregorian calendar and the 60 minutes of the mechanical clock, the macro program and the micro program. And this frequency engenders a paradigm known as time is money, the concept that money is the most important asset instead of time. This distorted and false belief has led humanity to the destruction of the biosphere and the creation of a world based on competition instead of cooperation, the creation of nuclear energy, genetically modified foods, and the misuse of energy, basically. On the other side, we have the natural time frequency. This corresponds to the paradigm of time is art. This is the belief that our life is a work of art, the earth is a work of art, and everything that we put our time and energy is our creation. So the belief of time is art creates a whole new paradigm of evolution based on the natural rhythms and patterns in nature. So let's explore the two natural timing frequencies. First, we are going to speak about the 1328 natural time frequency, 364 days plus one. This frequency corresponds to the lunar solar cycle of fertility, and it's based on the biorhythms of women. We can see how the female period is approximately 28 days. It is on day 13, approximately when the egg is released. And this cycle is connected to the fact that the moon goes around the Earth 13 times while the Earth goes around the sun once. In other words, we have 13 orbits of the moon per one solar orbit of the Earth. Each orbit of the moon around the Earth takes approximately 27.3 days, while each phase of the moon from full moon to full moon takes place around 29.5 days. So the average between the two cycles, the sidereal cycle of 27.3 days and the synodic cycle of 29.5 days gives rise to this matrix of 13 moons of 28 days each average that allows us to divide the year in 13 perfect periods of 28 days plus one day at a time when we celebrate peace through culture. We have the banner of peace at the center here. And the division of the year in four perfect quarters, these 52 weeks, can be divided in four quarters of 13 weeks each. One red quarter, one white quarter, one blue quarter, and one yellow quarter. These four colors give form to the basic structure of time called a harmonic of time. A harmonic is comprised by four phases, one red phase, one white phase, one blue phase, and one yellow phase. It can hold one day, one week, one cycle of 13 days, one cycle of 52 days. And we will see these colors appear throughout the entire system as a fractal. In this case, we can see that the first quarter of the year, weeks 1 to 13, is a time to initiate. The second quarter, weeks 14 to 26, is a time to refine. And the third quarter, weeks 27 to 39, a time to transform. And the fourth quarter, weeks 40 to 52, is a time to ripen. They correspond to the four seasons of the year, the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter. And the structure of the 52 weeks and the 13 moons can be also arranged into this spiral pattern called a waystbelt. This is based on the Maya time science. It was elucidated with clarity by Dr. Jose Argüelles. And each of these periods in the structure of the year has the 4 weeks of 7 days each. Each moon has a name and a quality. We have moon one is the magnetic moon, moon 13 is the cosmic moon, and each of the 13 phases hold a function and a purpose. The 13 moon year starts with the emergence of the star Sirius in the morning horizon before the sun on July 26th. And ends on July 25th, considered day out of time, is when two astrological events take place at the same time. And it is during this window of July 25th and 26th where we can see that the star Sirius at the latitude 19.5 emerges before the sun. It's called the heliacal rising of the star Sirius. And while the sun is aligning perpendicular to the Earth, it's called the zenithal passage of the sun. What we can see here on the right is a picture taken in Teotihuacan at latitude 19.5 degrees below a cave where we can see a perfect ray of light perpendicular to the Earth that was held sacred by the ancient people as a time when the earth is fertilized by the sun. Now, each of the moons can be divided in seven perfect days. We have the red week to initiate, the white week to refine, the blue week to transform, the yellow week to ripen. And each of the days of the week corresponds to these glyphs. They are called radial plasmas. These radial plasmas are equivalent to the 7 energetic centers of the human body. And this is how every week we go from the crown center to the heart center in a spiral fashion to complete one perfect heptad of 7 days. Each of these 28 days are also reflected in the human body. The human body is the temple of time, and in the graphic we can see how we have 14 phalanges in each of our hands that allows us to appreciate the perfect fractal nature of reality, in which our body is really a reflection of the cycles of the moon. And this allows actually for the accounting of each day within our own bodies. Now let's go deeper into the second timing frequency. This is the 1320 natural time frequency of 260 days, also known as the sulking or the galactic spin. This is the galactic cycle of human gestation, as it is a matrix known as the sulking by the ancient Maya. It was also named after Dr. Jose Arguelles as the harmonic module. It is a measure of the human gestation period and is comprised by this permutation table of 13 columns by 20 rows. Each of these rows represent one energy, one archetype. They are called solar seals and represents archetypal qualities of the sun. It goes from the red dragon to the yellow sun. It depicts a cosmology of time, representing a journey of evolution. It can be divided in 20 cycles of 13 days, 13 cycles of 20 days, 5 cycles of 52 days, or 4 cycles of 65 days, called galactic seasons. The 20 archetypal energies of the sun or solar seals are arranged within 5 time cells. Each time cell comprises of one harmonic of time from red to yellow. And the first one is the input phase, the second one is the store phase, the third one is the process phase, the fourth one is the output phase, and the fifth one is the matrix, in which we have the opportunity to self-regulate. So we can now see that from the 4 we pass to the 5, and this structure of 5 is also present within the sulking in 5 periods of 52 days each that account for 260 days. And each of these cycles of 52 days is a fractal of the 52 weeks contained in a year. Each of the structures is called a castle. So we have the red castle, the white castle, the blue castle, the yellow castle, and the green castle of 52 days, each one corresponding to each of the 5 time cells present in the synchronic order. So the 20 and the 13 are numbers that appear in the human body. We have 13 joints. The 13 joints represent movement, and the 20 fingers and toes represent measure. We measure with our fingers and toes, and we move with our 13 joints. This allows us also to appreciate the fractal nature of time. And in summary, we have the two frequencies, natural time frequencies. The 1328 is named the cyclic order, is the way that we perceive time with our physical senses, the third dimension. It manifests itself in the biological order in a cyclical way when we appreciate the periods day and night, the seasons, the cycles of the moon and the sun, the biorhythm, the growth of plants, etc. This pattern is in time is marking natural rhythms. The major cycle corresponds to the translation of the Earth around the Sun, 365 days, which we measure as the 13 moons of 28 days each, plus an extra day called Green Day or Day Out of Time, Day of Galactic Synchronization. And on the other side, we have the synchronic order. It refers to the 1320 timing frequency. These account for the fourth dimension of time. The radial now allows us to synchronize with the universal order and movement. This is the synchronic aspect. It is the vertical order that keeps everything connected. And this is the spiritual order of time. It unifies and interweaves the different dimensions, and this factor of time can only be perceived by our minds. One, the cyclic order, we perceive it with our senses. The synchronic order, we perceive it with our time, our mind. The synchronic order is the cosmic order that manifests as the 1320 matrix, the Tzolk'in, or the sacred count of the Maya of 260 units. Here we can again appreciate both matrices, the 13 moons of 28 days each plus one day out of time, and the 1320 matrix. The structure of both cycles is based on the structure of the human body of 13 joints, and also they are governed by the number 52. We have 52 weeks in 1 year, and we have 52 green days in the Tzolk'in matrix. They are called galactic activation portals. They are days of special activity within the DNA, and the days of mutation. And both are based on the cycle of the star Sirius. It takes 52 years for the star Sirius B to go around the star Sirius A. And this cycle of 52 years is the time that it takes to both matrices or timing frequencies to synchronize. So this is how in 52 years we have 73 cycles of 260 days, the 52 years of 365 days each. This gives us a total of 18,920 days, and we call this cycle lunar solar galactic synchronization. Is when the cycles of the moon, the cycles of the sun, and the cycles of the galaxy are synchronized. And we want to end this short presentation with a quote from Dr. Jose Argüelles. He said that the 13 moon calendar is an evolutionary tool to assist humanity in the unprecedented act of uniting itself on one issue central to its complete well-being, time. The harmonic convergence of humanity on this issue, combined with the inescapable order, perfection, and simplicity of following the 13 moon calendar, will lift the species as a simultaneous whole into the galactic timing frequency of 1320.
Hey, beautiful souls. Can we talk about something real for a minute? Have you ever felt like your body is out of sync? Like the world's rhythm is just running on a different beat than yours? I know I felt it. For most of us, our cycles, our energy, emotions, even our periods, feel like they're at odds with everything around us. But here's the thing. It's not you, sis. It's the way time has been handed to us. This artificial calendar that ignores the natural flow of our biology. What if I told you there's another way? A way that actually aligns with our bodies and the natural rhythms of life. There's a rhythm we've been disconnected from. A calendar based on 13 cycles, or moons, each 28 days long. Sound familiar? That's because it matches the average menstrual cycle. And if you think about it, over the course of a year, a woman releases 13 eggs. See how this rhythm is literally built into us? It's no coincidence. Our bodies, the moon, and the earth are all speaking the same language. we've just forgotten how to listen. And here's where it gets even better. When we align with this rhythm, we don't just sync with ourselves. We start syncing with the women around us too. Sisters, friends, partners. Our cycles naturally harmonize when we spend time together, just like the phases of the moon. It's wild and beautiful how nature brings us together. Living in sync with natural time isn't just about tracking periods. It's about reclaiming our power. When we align with the 13 moon 28 day rhythm, we invite balance and flow into every area of our lives, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. No more pushing through burnout or feeling out of step with the world's demands. Instead, it's about moving through life in a way that feels right, that honors when it's time to rest, to create, to grow, and to release. This shift has been transformational for me, and I know it can be for you too. Your energy changes when you step into this rhythm. Your creativity flows, your relationships deepen, and yes, your period becomes less of a battle and more of a cycle that you can trust. There's a reason we're seeing more and more women reconnect with nature. Whether it's through wellness practices, moon tracking, or just tuning into their bodies. The 13 moon 28 day calendar is part of this movement. It offers us something this modern world can't, a return to harmony. This isn't about being perfect. It's about finding a flow that feels right for you. It's about saying, I'm done living by someone else's timeline. I'm choosing a rhythm that honors who I am. Imagine how life would shift if we all did this, if we lived on a rhythm that aligns with nature and our own biology. We'd be more connected to ourselves, more in sync with each other, and way more at peace with the flow of life. Here's my invitation to you. Try it out. Track your days using the 13 moon 28 day rhythm. There are apps and tools that make it easy, like the synchronometer. Start noticing how your body responds. Do your emotions shift? Does your energy feel more balanced? Do your cycles sync with the moon or even with the women close to you? Give it time and see what happens. And when you do, let me know. Share your experiences. DM me, comment, whatever feels right. I'd love to hear how this rhythm shows up in your life because we're all on this journey together. This isn't just a calendar change, it's a revolution. It's a way for us to reconnect with ourselves, each other, and the natural flow of life. We don't have to live by the artificial timelines the world sets for us. We are the rhythm. We are the flow. And when we align with that truth, life just feels different. Like we're finally living in harmony with who we were always meant to be. So here's to reclaiming our cycles, our power, and our peace. One moon, one cycle, one rhythm at a time.
Visit us on IG at The Harmonic Factor and at The Galactic Spin. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow our YouTube channel at The Harmonic Factor. Click the bell for notifications and you will be kept up to date as we put out new presentations every 7 days. We want to encourage you to scan the QR code you see on the screen to go to our petition for calendar referendum initiative 2028 and declaration of universal world peace. We know that peace is all of us really want. And one way we're going to get there, it won't happen without changing the calendar as well. I'll just say that. So we want to definitely encourage you and invite you to come to our petition and sign that petition and share that with the world. Thank you so much for that support. As well, also do yourself a favor and go to our website. You can scan the QR here as well, but you can also find it at theharmonicfactor.com. Go to our website and download a copy of the 13 Moon 28-Day Harmonic Synchronometer for the current year. That way you can follow along with us as we are making this journey during this Blue Rhythmic Storm year. Follow the journey, be part of the journey, and get involved. The only way to truly appreciate the benefits of natural time is to begin to use the tools yourself. And that's definitely something we want to encourage you to do. And so we like to make them as available and as free as possible. Your donations are also appreciated. That helps us continue to provide this service. But certainly please get yourself a copy of the 13 Moon 28 Day Harmonic Synchronometer.
And we also encourage everyone to check our blog. There is a new article in Spanish and English. It's about reconnecting with our ancient future now. And in that article, we go in detail in everything that we talk about during our last episode, episode 3. We really make a case on why the golden intersection is highlighted by synchronicity and is enshrined within a set of harmonic cycles and patterns that confirm without shadow of a doubt that it has a prophetic nature, and that the synchronization of counts that we have been tracking since 2020 between the Gregorian calendar and its variants, the Julian calendar and the Lilian count, the ancient Maya long count, and the 13 moon 28 day synchronometer, they are giving us very precise points of intersection that are leading to this golden intersection of October 14 and 15, 2025. So we will put the link in the description and in the chat, and please go and check the article and read it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for tuning in with us for this episode. It has definitely been a wonderful experience. And thank you to Ishelle for her contributions, both behind the scenes, but also with that amazing media that she helps produce. Shout out to Alejandra for her support with the social media and with all the supports that our team provides in the background to help us present this to the world. So big love for all of them. And next time, next episode, we will dive more deeply into the conversation of Gregorian calendar versus natural time. There is a lot of information we didn't really unpack in this conversation today, more specific about the aspects of a Gregorian calendar, the problematic aspects, and getting specific about that transition into the natural time paradigm. So join us then, and we look forward to the next steps on this journey. Stay tuned. One love and Lakesh.
Lakesh.
Expand your future.